Living on the Louisiana coast means living with the threat of flooding and extreme weather, but a changing climate and disappearing coast make predicting risk hard, so the state is trying to help. Louisiana's Office of Community Development has released a big report full of possible ways different levels of government might respond, like exploring voluntary buyout programs for homes in flood-prone areas. WWNO's Travis Lux talks about the plan with Pat Forbes, Executive Director of the Office of Community Development.
So this report comes from the LA Safe Initiative, and it kind of starts with an assumption that no matter what we do on the coast, no matter how many marshes we build or levees we build, that we're still going to have to deal with flooding on the coast, and that's only going to really get worse. Does this represent a shift in your mind in terms of how the state is thinking about vulnerable areas on the coast?
No, not really. I mean, the LA Safe report didn't create this idea that there are pieces of the coast that we're going to lose no matter what we do. That's in the coastal master plan the CPRA has generated.
To me, when I read it, I kind of read it as a blueprint almost for how the state should move into the future when thinking about things like migration and sea level rise. It recommends maybe even creating a voluntary buyout program for people in high-risk areas. It recommends creating a K-12 curriculum about coastal issues. And it even says Louisiana should think about leaving the National Flood Insurance Program and creating its own kind of flood insurance program. So who's going to be in charge of all of that?
What the LA Safe Plan represents is a toolbox. If and how some local entity or state entity decides to implement that is yet to be seen. This is really quite literally the first step in this process. With respect to buyouts, those have already been envisioned in CPRA's Coastal Master Plan, right? We're not going to go move anybody out who doesn't want to move, but we have to recognize that the folks who are left in the coast are generally, they're there because they didn't have the ability, the financial ability or the cultural community connections to leave and go to a safer place. And so how do we make sure those folks are not abandoned in a place that they don't want to be?
And so then this seems like this isn't the kind of plan that has, you know, a bunch of funding attached to it. It's just a collection of ideas to potentially be implemented, right?
So we are spending money in the state every day. The state is, the federal government is, local governments are, nonprofits and individuals are spending money every day. The tools in this are not just about how we take some tranche of federal or state money and go apply it to this process. It's just about a new way of thinking about the investments we make every day in the coast. If we're going to build something, do we build it here or do we build it here? And do we build it 6 feet off the ground or at grade?
So this plan is pretty heavily focused on adaptation. There's a lot of emphasis on things like home elevations, and, you know, we've talked about voluntary relocation programs. But the state already has a plan that deals with some of these issues in the Coastal Master Plan, which you've already referenced. How is this plan overlapping with the Coastal Master Plan?
We have worked very closely with them and will continue to do so to make sure that it is a complement to the Master Plan, because the Master Plan is the state's plan for how we're addressing coastal land loss. This is a more in-depth approach to starting to figure out what the human side of that adaptation looks like. And so it's certainly not inconsistent with the master plan. It is, in fact, almost part of the master plan, because this is a critical aspect of what we do as we try to address the loss of the coast.
Pat Forbes is the executive director of Louisiana's Office of Community Development. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks very much.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation and the Foundation for Louisiana.